Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. This one deals with some big news about the fundamental unit of mass, the kilogram. Up until November 16, 2018, the standard kilogram was based on an object, a single chunk of metal, a highly polished platinum-iridium alloy in France. Here's a description of the situation as it was penned by Stepan Ornis of Science News for Students as a part of the article titled, Scientists Vote to Fix World's Weight Loss Problem. The underground vault is in Sèvres, France, close to Paris. Inside lies an unusual treasure nicknamed Le Grand K. It's also known as the international prototype of the kilogram, or IPK. It's a squat cylinder made of polished metal. It stands about as tall as someone's thumb, and it has a diameter equal to its height. It sits inside a vacuum-sealed bell jar, and no bare hands ever handle it. To unlock the vault requires not one but three keys, each one in the possession of a different person. Hao Fang doesn't have a key, but she's been inside the room. She's a physicist with the International Bureau of Weights and Measures, which takes care of Le Grand K. Every year, she's a part of a small group of scientists who enter the vault to visit the cylinder. It's a small room with lots of sensors, she said. We only stay for a short time because we don't want to disturb the environment. We check that everything is okay. Well, that may seem like a lot of bother, but Le Grand K isn't just any ordinary cylinder. Every time you weigh something or measure its mass, the accuracy of your measurement depends on Le Grand K. That's because this curious, shiny little metal doodad is the exact definition of the kilogram. But not anymore. On November 16, 2018, the International Bureau of Weights and Measures voted to redefine the kilogram based on a physical constant in mathematics rather than a single object that could get dirty and be damaged. The new standard for the kilogram can be reproduced by a kind of balance called a Kibble balance, which is designed to control a variable electromagnet interacting with a fixed electromagnet to generate an upward force that can be exactly set to balance the weight of the sample being measured. The weight in kilograms is calculated from the amount of electrical power used to generate this upward force and the strength of the fixed magnet. Based on what I read, the new definition of the kilogram is more accurate than using Le Grand K. Objects can be measured to a standard accuracy using a Kibble balance wherever there is one, and the Kibble balance method does not rely on keeping a physical object safe and perfectly clean and undamaged. The kilogram was the last of the primary standards for metric measurement that was based on a physical artifact kept in some secured room somewhere. This kind of makes me sad, like when astroscientists kicked Pluto out as a planet in our solar system. I'm old school and I like to be able to see and touch stuff and not just calculate it. Although I understand that this new definition of the kilogram is better from a science perspective, I'm weirdly attracted to the Le Grand K and hate to see it go. At least I think it'll be placed in a major museum and be well cared for. Well, thanks to the Science News for Students for allowing us to use their material on KTWH, including the article that I quoted from here. Science News for Students is a free online magazine covering the latest in science for students and their parents and educators. You can find it on the web at sciencenewsforstudents.org. Goodbye until the next bit of science comes your way.